Oh, I can't believe it. My favourite female vocalist, British, has just walked by, Miss Julie Rogers.
Hello, Eric. How Hello, lovely to see you again.
La, 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 la. I think you just one note of
still remembers.
No, sing a bit for me. Go on. Just a bit, just a little bit.
You by my side, that's how I see us.
You're singing about the Never Bubbler.
Of course.
Now, why have we... We've got to get some record there. I hear you got a record coming out soon.
May the 15th, yeah. The,
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks now. It's an album. I've written 9 of the songs.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Which is quite a change for me, so...
And I bet Michael's got the publishing.
No, yeah, we didn't give it to him. No, we didn't do that. We didn't want to do that ourselves. Yeah. Other people work for that. No, it's great. So looking forward to that.
Can I play it on my radio show?
I hope you will. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very eclectic mix of songs.
How long do you give me a copy? Can you give me a copy yet or not?
I can give you a copy after May the 15th. I haven't got one myself yet.
Perfect. Yeah. So you've got 9 of your own songs on?
Yeah, and 4 covers. Yeah.
And what's the covers?
Just a couple of things you won't remember.
I'll
tell you one.
That I will.
You know the Bryan Adams, To Really Love a Woman?
Yes.
Well, no woman's ever recorded it since
really?
Then. So I've done it, yeah.
Good idea. Great
Telling
idea.
Them how to love a woman.
And what's the other 3? You don't remember.
I've forgotten.
Her brother-in-law, Michael Don Black, wrote a great, great song, which, and I've got to be as a Jewish word, and you both know what it means, Emmaus. The God's Truth.
That's right.
Emmaus, The God's Truth. Song was recorded by Frankie Lane, Matt Monroe, Shirley Bassey. Everybody's done this song. It's called If I Never Sing Another Song.
Which I recorded on my last album.
I'm going to say that way, Bubbler. And I'm going to say the best version, Emmaus, Julie Rogers' version.
Oh, thank you, Eric. That's very nice. It's a song that I finished my act with, and I just love it. It's a great, great number.
Billy Eckstein did it too. I didn't know that. Teresa
May.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Did it all for.
Sammy Davis Jr. did it.
Yeah.
Sammy Davis
Jr. done the best version.
That's very nice to hear that.
Give me one line. In my heyday, go on, please. In my heyday.
In my heyday, young men wrote to me. Everybody seemed to have time to devote to me. Everyone I saw, all swore they knew me. Once upon a song.
Sensational.
Thank you.
I want to play a record.
Right.
For you. I mean, you do the show in a few weeks for me. The whole, after the 15th, we do an hour with you. Do 3 hours.
Great,
4 days. Is that, I'm going to play a record for, no, do what we do. Let's change the partners. Michael Black. I want to play a record for Michael Black. What do you want me to play?
Well, there was a guy I saw who I brought over from America, an American guy called Johnny Hartman.
Oh, I loved him.
Absolutely sensational. Had a voice. I brought him to the Astor Club.
Yes.
Which was the noisiest room in the world. And I introduced this guy, and in the first 4 bars, he hypnotized the room.